Hello, hello, and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. It's open forum today, even though it's a Wednesday, so that's good. Special bonus open forum for you, 888-318-7884 is the number. Jimmy Akin, our guest this hour, Tim Staples, our guest next hour, and any question at all is welcome, 888-318-7884. But just as I said yesterday, I will say again today, that's it. I'm not going to give out that number anymore. Well, one more time I'll give it out before I move on right now, but I won't give it out anymore this hour because first of all, there's going to be plenty of calls because Jimmy and Tim are on. People love to ask their questions to Jimmy and Tim, and so the lines will fill up. But also because today is the second day of our pledge drive. We're going to do our regular job. We're going to keep answering questions. We're going to try to make it an exciting, fast-moving show. But every now and then, we're going to take a little break and ask you to support us financially. It's something we can only do four times a year. We only do it for 6 hours, and we only take just a percentage of each hour to ask you for your support. The number to call if you have a question for Jimmy this hour is 888-318-7884. And now I'll give out the number to call to support Catholic Answers. Every single line right now is open. So if you want to get this done early, there's a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. The staff here at Catholic Answers are at their phones ready to take your calls. That number is 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or you can go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. $15,000, Jimmy. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. But we have a donor who has very graciously made that available as a matching fund. So if you donate $100 to us, it'll become $200. And we don't get paid until we get your pledge. So it's a genuine match. And we need to do $15,000 in this hour. Yesterday, we had a big day on the show. It was really good. People really were supportive of the ministry. And we need to duplicate that again today because we need to not only meet our $15,000 goal for this hour, we also have an overall drive goal for the whole drive of $200,000. And so even beyond the amount we need to raise to meet that match, we need to keep going beyond that. So really, please be thinking about it. Give us a call. Some of you are already on the brink of making the decision to call. Go ahead and do so. Become one of our regular supporters. Other people, you're still thinking about it a little bit. That's understandable. You want to make sure that it's something that you really want to do. And that's important because a verse I know I'll be talking about later is God loves a cheerful giver. He doesn't want people giving out of a kind of grudging obligation. He'll reward you if you're cheerful about supporting his work. And that's what we're doing here on Catholic Answers Live. We're teaching God's word. We're bringing the message of hope and salvation to people all over the country and all over the world. And you participate in that. You bring people God's word. You bring people the message of salvation when you support the preaching of God's word here on Catholic Answers Live. So we do need to hear from folks. This is the time to call. The number to call is 888-291-8000. We have a bunch of people, including John Sorensen, who was just here with us on the pre-show. I can see on the phone banks that we have bunches of people standing by at their desks waiting to take your call. I see only one of them is taking a call right now. So we have lots of lines open for you. If you prefer to go online to make your pledge, which you can do on your phone or your computer or your tablet or, as I suggested, your refrigerator maybe these days, just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Once again, it's CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That works 24 hours a day. So even if you're listening to the podcast or a replay, it'll still work for you. It works anywhere in the world. If you're not in the United States, you can use it all over the globe, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or here in North America, right now, we have people standing by at their desks for you. Still lots of lines open. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000.
I'm just going to a few seconds and I will go to our first caller. So I don't want you to think we're going to take a lot of time raising money right here at the beginning, but we do need to raise the money to pay for this apostolate. The way it works is we raise the money going forward. We would like to be on the air for the next 3 months. So we assume that you would like us to be on the air. You are listening, and we hope you enjoy and appreciate what we do here. Very simply, explaining and defending the Catholic faith in a time of great confusion, in a time of great upset in the world. We think it's more valuable than ever right now. We hope you do too. And so we come to you once every 3 months to ask you to fund our operations for the coming 3 months. 888-291-8000. $15,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. So I do want to ask once again for, especially as the lines are, you know, about half the lines full now. So about half the lines still open for those of you who'd like to call in. 888-291-8000. I want to ask again for those who can make that $20 a month pledge. We have a beautiful gift this time made available by the Augustine Institute, our friends at the Augustine Institute. They have a wonderful, beautiful presentation of the Bible, the Augustine Bible. It's the English Standard Version, Catholic edition of the Bible. Absolutely beautiful as far as the construction of the book itself, just the physical construction of the book. It's beautiful. And it's got, well, it's got the Word of God inside and some wonderful, helpful materials from the Augustine Institute. If you can make a pledge of $20 a month or more, every dollar of it is matched. So that's $240 over the course of the year. It's $480 to us because it gets matched dollar for dollar. And we're able to send you this beautiful Bible, the Augustine Bible. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000 are safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Those monthly recurring pledges are really our bread and butter. And if $20 per month is doable for you, we'd really appreciate that call right now to get the match and so that we can send you the Bible. 888-291-8000. First up, today, we go to Vinny in Baltimore, Maryland, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Vinny, in Baltimore, Maryland, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hey, Ty.
Hi, Vinny.
Good to hear from you. I've been a long-time listener of the show and love what you guys do, so praise God for your witnesses.
Oh,
and,
thank you, Vinny.
Big fan of your work, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Of course. So, as a striving Catholic apologist, my question, I've been dialoguing with my Protestant brethren, and when we tell them that John at the foot of the cross represents all Christians taking Mary into his home, I haven't found a specific place that I can point them to other than the place that it states in Scripture. So I'm trying to like give them some sort of either biblical framework or some sort of document that I could point them to or evidence for that.
To show them that John accepted Mary as his mother?
To show that John represents
Christians
when he accepts.
Okay. Well, this is something that I think, you know, we need to proceed with a little bit of caution on, because in the literal sense of the text, what's happening in John 19, which is where this passage is found, is Jesus is making arrangements for the care of his mother after his death and resurrection and ascension into heaven, because he knows he's not going to be around on earth to take care of her in the future. And so he's arranging for the beloved disciple to do that. And that's what's happening on the literal level in the text. There is, in addition to the literal level, though, a spiritual level, which may have only been partially perceived or even not perceived by the biblical author. And it's valid to appeal to elements of the spiritual interpretation of a text, but we have to be a bit careful of it. One of the things that St. Thomas Aquinas points out is that we don't appeal to the spiritual sense of a text to prove a doctrine. And so, and there are various reasons for that. Among them, the spiritual sense of a text is open to more potential interpretations. And since it wasn't necessarily clearly perceived by the human author, it's not necessarily what the human author was trying to say. And thus, that makes it harder to offer it as proof for something. And sometimes apologists, either Catholic or non-Catholic, will appeal to the spiritual sense of a text as if it's a proof. And we don't want to appeal to it that way. We can appeal to it as an illustration. But if someone says, well, I don't believe that's what the spiritual sense is in this case, then you say, okay, you don't. I understand that, but at least you understand how I perceived this, because you can see how this could reasonably be understood from the spiritual sense of the text. And once we approach it from that way, I think it's fairly easy to argue that within the spiritual sense of John 19 is the idea that Mary can be seen as the mother of all Christians. And there are a few ways of doing that. The first thing I would point out is that she becomes the mother of the beloved disciple. And that's how John's gospel refers to the author, the disciple whom Jesus loved, or as we would say frequently, the beloved disciple. Now, obviously, Jesus loves all of his disciples. I mean, he died for everybody. St. Paul said he loved me and died for me, even though at that time, Paul was very much opposed to Jesus. And so there is a sense in which Jesus loves everybody. And that has even led some scholars to propose, hey, maybe the beloved disciple is just a symbol of every Christian. And this is kind of a literary device that John's gospel is using. Now, I don't buy that, and most scholars don't buy that, but most scholars do recognize that there is something about the beloved disciple, the fact he's the disciple that Jesus loved and that Jesus loves all his disciple, that in some sense, the beloved disciple represents all of us. And that's not a controversial position. It's not going to cut across Catholic Protestant lines or anything like that. You're going to find Protestant scholars who will say, in some sense, the beloved disciple, even though he is a real historical individual, there's a sense in which he also represents all Christians because Jesus loves all Christians. And if that's the case, then it's very easy to say that, well, here Jesus is concerned to establish a relationship between his mother and the disciple who he loves, and he loves all of us, and therefore it's very reasonable to say he's establishing a relationship between his mother and every Christian, at least in the spiritual sense of the text. And this is something that John the Evangelist may have been very well aware of, because John is very comfortable with texts and symbols in the text meaning more than one thing. If you go to the book of Revelation, for example, there's the famous instance where the seven heads of the beast represent more than one thing. John is informed they represent both seven hills and seven kings. So John himself is very comfortable with a single thing referring to more than one thing in the real world. Also, as St. Paul points out in his letters to the Corinthians, the things in the Old Testament were written for our example, so we can learn lessons from them. And if that's true of the Old Testament, which is less directly connected to our faith in the New Testament, it's going to be even more true in the New Testament that it's written for our example, for our instruction. And so we can learn lessons from it by taking what we read in the Gospels and applying the principles to ourselves. One of the principles that we find in the Gospel of John, chapter 19, is that people who Jesus loves can have a special relationship with his mother to where they care for her and she in turn cares for them. And so once again, we see a reasonable basis for seeing Mary as the mother of all Christians in this text, at least on the spiritual level.
Vinny, I'm going to say thank you very much for the call. Appreciate you starting us off today on this open forum day with Jimmy Akin, first hour, Tim Staples, second hour. That's a pretty good lineup when you got Jimmy and Tim on the same show. But I'll tell you what, part of the reason why they're both here is that this is our opportunity to come to you as we are only able to do once every 3 months. Each quarter, we can come to you and ask for your financial support for the next quarter. We have a $15,000 match on the table right now, 888-291-8000 is the number to donate, 888-291-8000, or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. With that $15,000 match on the table, and with the staff of Catholic Answers having taken a break from whatever else they are doing this afternoon so that they can be available to answer phones, now is a perfect time to call. It looks to me like at at least 10 lines open right now, and each is a staffer here at Catholic Answers. So when you call, you can say hello to that person. You can ask them what they do. You can have a little conversation. You can tell them about why you're supporting Catholic Answers. Or if you just want to go quickly, you can just let them know, I need to just take care of this transaction as quickly as possible, and they will get you done in very, very quick order. Less than 2 minutes, I'm sure they'll have you completely taken care of. 888-291-8000 is the number. We need your support right now, because we have that $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match on the table. A lot of lines open at the moment.
And we have some people we want to say thank you to who donated yesterday, including Nancy from Canton, Ohio, who donated $500. Also, George from Elmira, New York, another $500 donor. And Patricia from Novi, Michigan, who donated $1,000. And the fact she was able to donate $1,000 means that she's now a member of our special giving society known as the President's Club, which has a variety of different benefits. Among them, if you join the President's Club, you will receive everything that Catholic Answers publishes in the next year. So that's an entire year's worth of books, DVDs, CDs, magazines, all of that to you for free. And you don't have to make a $1,000 donation all at once. You can make it in monthly pledges. If you donate just $84 a month, and that's within the reach of a lot of people, $84 a month, a lot of people can do that, then that will add up over the course of a year to the $1,000. You'll be a member of the President's Club, and you'll get everything we publish in a year, among other benefits. And we do know there are people out there who can either afford $1,000 as a one-time gift, or $84 a month as a monthly gift, or even more. And we need to hear from those people, as well as people who can make donations of any amount, because everybody's donation counts. The way to make your donation is by calling 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We have lots of lines open right now. We haven't really had a big rush of calls yet this hour, and so we do need to be hearing from people if we're going to be making progress toward that $15,000 goal here in the first hour. We're already a third of the way through the hour, and we are not a third of the way towards that goal. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000.
Or go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Real quick before I go back to the phone lines for Jimmy on this open forum Wednesday here at Catholic Answers, I'll remind you what gifts we have that we can send to recurring donors, because those recurring donors really are lifeblood in a way, in the sense that, first of all, every dollar that's given, whether it's $10 a month, $20 a month, $50 a month, it's all matched. The entire year's donation is matched this hour by that generous donor who has given us a $15,000 match. But it also helps, as you can imagine, nonprofits tend to have ups and downs depending on when people give. And the recurring monthly donations smooth a lot of that out and make it possible for us to do planning, to know what we are going to be able to undertake and what we are not going to be able to undertake. And there's a lot that we're undertaking, most particularly great advances being made in the School of Apologetics right now, the school that Jimmy is in charge of and did the first class from, and that is just really thousands of people finding a kind of an opportunity to deepen and their understanding of the faith and their ability to explain and defend the faith all around the world. Thousands of people because of your donations to make that possible. So here's the gifts, and then I'll go right back to the phones. If you can pledge at a $20 per month level or more, we're going to send you this boxed edition of the Augustine Bible. It's the English Standard Version, the Catholic edition of the Bible from the Augustine Institute. I was just looking through it, and there's my favorite thing in Bibles. I love the maps, and they've got these beautiful maps in the back. Even since I was a kid, I loved just looking at the Bible maps, trying to figure out where everybody was, where were they going. I don't know why, it just helps to understand what's going on. But a beautiful, beautiful Bible in a box for you at the $20 per month level, 888-291-8000. If you can do $45 a month or more, in addition to the Bible, we'll send you the Bible, but in addition to the Bible, you get every single book in the Catholic Answers 20 Answers series. It's 38 books on the full range of topics. It really is a full Catholic education. If you read all those books with comprehension, you would be well prepared to explain and defend the faith. Everything from the existence of God to the person of Jesus, to the scriptures, to the sacraments, to the moral questions. As I mentioned yesterday, you know, even kind of obscure things like moral questions having to do with bioethics, or maybe questions having to do with new religious movements like the New Age. We got a new brand new one on the New Age. At the $500 level, you'll get the Bible and every single one of those 20 Answers books. Can we please fill up the phone lines now with those recurring pledges, because we are going a bit slow this hour. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Next on the line, we go to Michael in Minnesota, listening on Catholic.com. Michael, your question for Jimmy.
Thank you for taking my call.
Happy to.
I'm a Catholic man, confirmed 2013. I was baptized Catholic, but I didn't really go to Mass till about 10 years ago. Unfortunately, divorced a little over 2 years ago, and I was kind of lukewarm Catholic up until about then, where I was considering leaving the faith, and I think the Lord just kind of pulled me in.
Thank God. Thank God, Michael.
Yeah, yeah. I've experienced growth and healing that I never thought was possible. So very, very grateful for him not giving up on me. I know he never would.
No, he wouldn't.
My question is, I'm going through the annulment process. It's actually at the point where it went from the defender to decision. And I'm just curious, at what point do I go from being married in the eyes of the church to not being married in the eyes of the church? Should it go to the affirmative? And then what does that mean? What does that allow me to do?
Okay, Jimmy.
Okay. Well, so of course the church presumes that anytime people get married, that needs to be taken seriously. So it assumes that a marriage is valid until such time as it's shown to be not valid. And that's what the annulment process is all about. It's about looking at a marriage to see, was it valid or not? And the point at which a decision is made, if it's decided that the marriage was null, then there is an initial ruling on that point. But then, because the church takes Jesus's teaching about divorce seriously, there's an automatic appeal to get a second look to make sure, just really make sure, that this is the case. Now, you could look at it from one perspective and say, well, after that first ruling, in a sense, the church has said, okay, this person actually was not married. But the church isn't ready to commit to that until the second look has been done. And so really, after the second investigation, which is typically much quicker than the first since all the facts have already been gathered, after that second one, there will be a formal issuing of a decree of nullity. At that point, it's definitely established that as far as the church can tell, this person is not married, and therefore would be free to marry after that point.
And so I hope that is helpful to you. Thank you very much for the call. It is always encouraging to us when we hear that the story of overcoming that kind of lukewarm or distant approach to the church and being rekindled in that fire. That's what we try to do here, as a matter of fact, every day. That is really the job that we try to take on, is the love of God is so powerful. We're just trying to share it and rekindle it in folks' hearts.
And it's really an example of the kind of pastoral work that we do here on Catholic Answers Live. I mean, it really touches people's lives. It touches people's hearts. We have people call in all the time with questions that are of a sensitive nature that, you know, they really feel deeply about. And it's through the generosity of our donors that we're able to be here to answer those questions and provide the kind of answers that we do. You know, you can't get those on just any show. In fact, if you call some shows like Some of the secular advice shows they're not going to be centered in the teachings of Jesus Christ. They're not going to be honest about how we need to be careful about some of these things. But here on Catholic Answers Live, we take a look at the teachings of Jesus Christ, and we seek to apply them with prudence and charity and compassion, and you make that possible. We're coming up on a break. And so this is actually going to be the perfect time to call. You won't miss anything. We've got lots of people who are standing by right now to hear from you. We need to fill up those phones. Please give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, that's 888-291-8000. You can also go online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We have a lot of people who've been thinking about making a donation. You've been edging towards making a donation. This is the time to say yes to that impulse. Remember, God loves a cheerful giver, and when you make a gift to support his work, he will reward you, and that reward isn't just in this life. It's eternal. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We're about one-third of the way through that $15,000 match. We've got $10,000 still to raise. I'm very grateful for all who took up the challenge, but we're going to need some larger donors at 888-291-8000. Right back after this.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Dr. David Anders here. Where is purgatory in the Bible? Why confess my sins to a priest?
Find out more tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern on Call to Communion.
Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
I got to tell you, we're raising some funds here while we're answering the questions today on Catholic Answers Live. And we have a little kind of computer screen in front of us that tells us if it's filled with green, that means there's a lot of phones open. If it's filled with red, that means there's a lot of people who have called. And you just filled up the screen with red. And I'm very grateful to you for it. I have to say,
Actually, now that the break is over, we've got some green back.
Yeah,
so
green.
I can see we've got six lines open.
I feel like... I have to say, I think that the things that we say here, because we just explain and defend what the Catholic faith is, they bother some people. There's people who don't like us because of that. And it actually means a great deal. Yeah, there's people. Yeah, you think? Jimmy's got the emails to prove it. But, you know, it's a great reminder. I always feel this way when we do the fun days, and it's just 3 days. We don't take a great deal of time to do it, and we continue to do our regular job. But the support means we're not alone in this. So there's a real big family of people who also believe what the church teaches and want it proclaimed and are willing to stand up for it. And I just feel so grateful for the last few minutes watching all those lines turn red. 888-291-8000 is the number. We have a $15,000 match this hour, and you're helping us get there. 888-291-8000. You can go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And that's from anywhere in the world. And even if you're hearing this later, if it comes in the middle of the night tonight, it counts for the pledge drive. So 888-291-8000 if you want to call, CatholicAnswersRadio.com if you want to go online. And again, thank you so much. It just means so much to see those lines turn red.
It does, really. And we need to see that happening. And we want to thank some more folks who've been able to call in and make pledges, including Rachel from Washington, Missouri, who's joined the President's Club. She's made a $1,000 one-time gift. Carolyn from Los Angeles, California, another one-time gift for more than $5,000. So that qualifies her not only for the President's Club, but for another giving society we have called the Founders Circle, which has even more benefits. And so, Carolyn, you'll be getting information soon about that and all the things that that entitles you to, as well as we want to thank Kevin from Odessa, Texas, who has also just joined the President's Club with a $1,000 donation. Thank you very much to those three people and to everyone who has been calling in and making donations of whatever size, because they all count.
They all count double, as a matter of fact, while we have this $15,000 match, which has not been matched yet. So if you have $10 and you could support us with $10 right now, that means $20 to us, because it's all matched. Well, as long as this match is going on, and we have not reached it yet. 888-291-8000, the number. About half the lines open. As I said before, you're talking with staff members when you call. They can get you in and out really quickly. Or if you want to chat with them and let them know, it's kind of nice. We get these little notes that say so-and-so called, and this is why she loves Catholic Answers, or why he loves Catholic Answers, or why it means a lot to him or her. And that means everything to us. So chat if you want, or if you want to get out quickly, you can. 888-291-8000. We got a regular job to do, and I don't want to neglect doing it. So we are going to go back to the phone lines. That number that I gave is just the number for pledging, that 888-291-8000 number there. They can't connect you here to ask your question. Up next, we have Bryce in Bend, Oregon. Bryce in Bend, Oregon, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hi, Jimmy. Hi, Si.
Hi, Bryce.
I was wondering how Jimmy would respond to a certain criticism of the belief that Matthew the Apostle was the author of the Gospel of Matthew. And the criticism is that Matthew would have more firsthand knowledge to the events of Jesus's life in the gospel narrative than Mark would have, but New Testament scholars believe that a lot of Matthew and Luke is taken from the gospel of Mark. So why is it that Matthew would have to take from Mark if he knew things better than Mark?
Well, he didn't have to take things from Mark. He simply did take things from Mark. He didn't have to. He was an eyewitness. Now, I should point out, it's not an article of faith that Matthew wrote Matthew's gospel. What is an article of faith is that Matthew's gospel is divinely inspired. But it's a historical question. Who wrote it? I happen to think it was Matthew. I think that's the way the evidence points. And there are several lines of evidence I could point to support that. But to deal specifically with this objection, I would say that people who make this objection are taking an anachronistic reading of the Gospels. An anachronism occurs when you read something from one time in terms of ideas from another time. So, if I said today, oh, that actor's performance was awful, I would mean it was bad. But if I said that in Shakespeare's time, if a theater critic in Shakespeare's time said an actor's performance was awful, they would mean it was full of awe. It was awesome. And so you have to read things in terms of their time. Now, today, we are very persnickety about intellectual property. Intellectual property today is a thing. It exists. There are laws to enforce it. And so you don't just borrow from someone else's material and use it in your own work without attribution. that would be a violation of copyright today. But that's not how things worked in the ancient world. In the ancient world, they didn't have copyrights. And so there was just material that had been produced, and it was all public domain. It was all free to use. And the biblical authors in particular didn't even attach their names to the Gospels. We know the names by tradition, not because they're written in the Gospels themselves. So they didn't consider this proprietary stuff. This is mine, and I need to protect my intellectual property. That's not how they looked at it. Sometimes I'm a little tempted to say to this objection, well, the person making it has obviously never worked at a nonprofit organization. I have worked
That's how
at
we
a
do
nonprofit.
It.
Yeah, I've worked at a nonprofit organization for 27 years now, and I regularly recycle text. Sometimes it's text I wrote, sometimes it's text somebody else wrote. But if I'm writing an anonymous tract that doesn't have my name on it, and I'm quoting from another anonymous tract that doesn't have anybody's name on it, but, you know, we're all on the same side here, we're all working for the same ministry, I find a text and, hey, this does most of what I need. Well, I'll just copy and paste that part and then make the adjustments needed so it fits the particular purpose I'm writing for at the moment. And that's standard practice in a nonprofit organization where you're not, where you're writing anonymous text or text on behalf of the whole ministry that is not specifically coming from you. And in the same way, that's how the evangelists operated. They weren't personally invested in the Gospels in the way a modern author would be. They just wanted to get the message of Jesus out. And so what happened was Matthew came along, he saw Mark's Gospel, he says, hey, this does a lot of good stuff. It does a lot of the work I would want done for my audience, but it doesn't do everything. So what I'll do is I'll take this text from Mark and I'll modify it so that it fits the needs of the specific Jewish Christian audience I'm trying to reach. And that's how he did it, and it was no big deal. In fact, there is actually a recent theory, because some people have noticed Mark's gospel has this oddly unfinished quality to it in several respects. And some recent scholars have suggested, you know, Mark's gospel may be unfinished by design. There was a genre of literature in the ancient world, in the ancient Greek world, known as hypomnemata. And what hypomnemata were was basically it was an unfinished text that was not meant to have literary polish. It was like a collection of notes or a rough draft that you could give to someone and then they could finish it up by adding and tweaking it and polishing it. And it's been proposed that the reason Mark's gospel has this unfinished quality is because it was written as hypomnemata. And therefore, Mark may have written it with the idea of other people like Matthew and Luke taking it and adding to it and polishing it to produce finished literary works. If you'd like to read more about that, check out my book, The Bible is a Catholic Book, because I talk about this.
Thank you so much for that call. Hypomnemata.
Hypomnemata.
I'm going to remember that.
Things to be remembered.
888-318-7884 is the number if you want to ask Jimmy Akin a question. I'm just giving that out now because there are a few lines open and I want you to be able to get through. That is not the number to call to make your pledge, but if you have a question, it is open forum. You're welcome to call Jimmy, 888-318-7884. A bunch of lines open now for the pledge drive. It's a 3-day pledge drive. We've got to try to be fully funded. If we can raise the $200,000 in the over the course of these 3 days, then we're fully funded for the next 3 months. If you think about that, making a world-class two-hour radio program with podcasts and all the other things it's pretty
live streaming.
Yeah, live streaming. All the other things that we do for at a cost of, you know, with the staff and the equipment and everything, $200,000 every 3 months is. You would agree we're doing it economically, but we do need your support. We're happy to do it economically. We just need to be able to do it. 888-291-8000 is the number. This hour we have had that. $15,000 dollar for dollar match. I'm going to check at the break, see if we're near meeting that match. But
Whether we are or not, though, we still have that $200,000 goal for the overall drive. That's the number we really need to make. It's not just
$15,000
this hour. And it's really the 200,000.
And one way of thinking about that is in a few minutes, we'll be at the halfway point of, and we're about.
We're already past that.
Halfway point comes at the end of this hour.
For the whole drive.
That's what I meant. Yeah, the halfway point for the whole drive. And we're about 25,000 away from halfway to our goal. So you can see we've got a long way to go. 888-291-8000. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more calls for Jimmy Akin on this open forum Wednesday on Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers Live. We're here for you.
Do you love praying for people? Have you ever wanted to use your gift of prayer to share Jesus with others and build up the body of Christ? Start a public prayer station with St. Paul Street Evangelization. Listen to people's needs, pray with them, or invite them to meet you at church. St. Paul Street Evangelization can help you get started. Find out how at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Long way to go to be fully funded, but we're making steady progress thanks to you. God bless you. Thank you so much. About two-thirds of the lines full right now. That means you got about one-third of the lines open. People, Catholic Answers staffers have taken the afternoon just to stay ready at their desk and answer the phones. Everybody from, you know, the top, you know, John Sorensen, our chief operating officer, or Chris Check, our boss, the head guy, the president, all the way to lowly folks like, I believe, Trent Horn is answering phones. Are there... I probably shouldn't have said lowly people and then mentioned Trent Horn, but all kinds of folks, everybody that's in the building doing their best to answer the phones. So 888-291-8000 is the number. Got about 25 grand to raise this hour. And of course, we know that the last day is usually the biggest day because that's human nature. People wait till the last day. But if you could help us right now, get us closer to that goal of being halfway at the halfway mark, we would greatly appreciate it. It's open forum. Jimmy Akin is our guest. We don't want to take all your time with fundraising. We are grateful for all the help that we are getting. So I'll just give you the number and the website again, and then go right back to calls. The number to call to participate in our pledge drive right now, to pledge your support, whether it's a one-time gift or a recurring gift, 888-291-8000. If you'd like to do it safe and secure online anywhere in the world, you can do it from your cell phone. It's optimized for that. You can do it from your computer. It's optimized for that. The address to make your pledge online, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Up next is Eugene in Aurora, Colorado, listening on 1060 AM, which must just be a powerhouse there in Colorado, because we've been getting more and more calls from under the signal of 1060 AM in Colorado. So we're delighted to have you, Eugene. Your question for Jimmy.
Well, I will, to be quick about it, at the present time, the Catholic, as I understand it, the Catholic Church does not allow laity to have a voice in selecting their new bishop or pastor. And if that is so, then how should the laity demand an active, decisive voice in selecting their new pastor or bishop?
Well, the laity have the right, according to the Code of Canon Law, to make their views known to the pastors of the church. I mean, they need to do it respectfully, so we don't necessarily want to, you know, start making demands or expressing ourselves in an intemperate way. But with proper reverence, we have the right to make our views on the spiritual welfare of the church known to the pastors of the church. That right is guaranteed by canon law. Now, it's not true that the laity have no role in deciding these things. I mean, before a bishop appoints a pastor, he's going to talk to people about that. And some of those people are likely to be laity. Similarly, when the Holy See appoints a bishop, they do checking on the bishop, and that includes checking with lay people. Now, these discussions are held discreetly you know, and one of the reasons for that is because they don't want people getting political about it. You know, people have a tendency, it's been there ever since the Church of Corinth, people have a tendency to get into factions, and factions have interests, and they can there can be cults of personality. That was another thing that was a problem at Corinth that St. Paul warned against. You know, you had the I am of Peter party and the I am of Paul party and the I am of Apollos party and the I'm really spiritual, I am of Christ party. And these different parties got into contention with each other. And in the same way, you could have, you just look at American politics and how it's a popularity contest. It's frequently not about who is best qualified for a particular office. It's about who's got the slickest PR campaign and the most motivated partisans on his side. Well, as St. Paul counseled, we don't want politics in the church. We don't want factions in the church. And so to keep that from happening, in recent times, in most situations in the Latin church, these discussions get carried on discreetly. But that doesn't stop the laity from having a voice. They can even if you're not one of the people who happens to get consulted, you can always make your views known. You can write to the bishop if you know you're going to be having a new pastor and say, I think the new pastor would need to have these qualities in order to serve our parish well. And I maybe even want to make a suggestion. I think this priest from this other parish, I think he could make a good pastor. You know, if you see a pastor who might be appointed and you're concerned, oh, I don't think he would be good, you could make the same recommendation. You can do the same thing with bishops. You can write to the apostolic nuncio, who is the one through whom the Holy See works when they're appointing new bishops in a particular country. So you could write to the apostolic nuncio in Washington, D.C., make your views known about what kinds of bishops we need, and are there particular people you think would or would not make good bishops. You're perfectly free to express those views, and the church welcomes those views. So I hope that helps you out and provides you with some avenues to investigate.
Thank you so much for the question. It is open forum with Jimmy Akin today. Next hour, Tim Staples will be with us. Open forum means any question from anyone at all on any topic at all. But in addition to being open forum today, it is also our fundraising day, one of the 3 days we come to you each quarter and ask you for your financial support. 888-291-8000 is the number to call and make that support, or you can go safe and secure online at Catholic Answers Radio. Radio.com. I'd like to make, before I go back to the phones for Jimmy, I just want to make one quick appeal again for the monthly donors. Everyone who gives, believe me, is a highly valued supporter, whether you're giving $5 one time or you're giving, you know, $500 a month, because we don't have huge numbers of donors. We average about, on a good day, 15 donors per station that we're on per year. You know, so if you have a station in your area, 15 people from your area are supporting us a year. That's so it's not a lot of donors. We need the $5 supporter. We need the $5,000 supporter. And you can call right now at 888-291-8000. But having said that, I do want to make a little bit of a pitch for some of you who can become monthly supporters, because it's just a great gift to anybody who is in a nonprofit will tell you, if you can get monthly supporters, it just helps so much for planning purposes, for knowing where your money's coming from and what you can do, and also for having that steady income month in and month out. If you can make a $20 per month pledge, we're going to be able to send you the Augustine Bible. This is a beautiful new printed edition of the English Standard Version of the Catholic edition of the Bible.
I'm looking forward to getting that, by the way.
Yeah,
that's a really cool Bible. I'm looking forward to that.
It's beautiful. It's physically just, if you know, you want the physical object of the Bible to be respectful of that this is the Word of God. And, you know, every kind of, I mean, I'm glad there's $1 Bibles that can be distributed to many, many people, but this is a one that you're going to keep and love. And if you can make that $20 a month pledge, we'd love to send it to you right now. And also, again, that $20 a month pledge means so much to us. 888-291-8000. If you could make a $45 a month or more pledge, if you're one of those folks who can make that size of pledge, we're going to send you the Bible, but we'll also send you a complete collection of the Catholic Answers 20 Answers book series. This a full, complete collection. So everything from, books on God, the sacraments, the books on the Bible, books on moral issues, books on contemporary issues. As I said, Michelle just made a beautiful book on the New Age movement and how it relates to the Catholic faith. We want to send you the entire book. It's a shelf. It's 38 individual 20 Answers books. That's at a pledge level of $45 a month or more. So can you please pick up the phone right now and call and make your pledge either of $20 a month where we can send you the Bible, or at $45 a month or more where we can send you the Bible and we can send you the entire bookshelf of the Catholic Answers 20 Answers collection, 888-291-8000.
Si, you mentioned having a goal of being halfway to our $200,000 goal, so that would be $100,000.
Right.
At the halfway mark in the drive. We are now just 10 minutes away from the halfway mark in the drive. We need some help if we're going to get to that $100,000 halfway mark. So whether you can donate a smaller amount or a larger amount, we're going to need to be hearing from you in the next few minutes. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. I think you alluded to, Si, we're going to try to take another call before then. But yeah, after that, we're going to be going to a break, and that will be a perfect time to call. We'll have lots of people standing by. We already have lots of people standing by for you. So you can start dialing right now. You'll get right through, and you'll have freed up a phone line by the time the break hits, so even more people can get through. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000.
David in Atlanta, Georgia, watching on YouTube Live. You are next. David, I'm going to have to ask you to be quick with your question. Can you do that?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, go ahead, David.
This question is perhaps a bit esoteric, but I was wondering, if man had not fallen, obviously in the Garden of Eden, we did fall and that happened. If that had not happened, what do you think Christ's relationship with humanity would have been? Would he have ever become incarnate, or would he have not needed to? Or
Great question, David. I like it.
So this is a question that has been discussed, believe it or not, in the last 2,000 years. People have wondered about this. Now, obviously, he'd still be our creator. The question is, would he, what would have happened in terms of him becoming human? Because he would not have needed to become incarnate to be our redeemer. But that doesn't mean he couldn't become incarnate. And so you have a difference of opinion among different theologians. A very famous philosopher theologian from the 1200s named John Duns Scotus, or John Dunn the Scotsman, was of the opinion that even if man had not fallen, Christ would have chosen to become human and incarnate anyway. He wouldn't have been our Redeemer the way he is now, our Redeemer from sin, because we wouldn't have sinned, but he still could have had an intimate relationship with the human race by becoming one of us. Other theologians have said, maybe John Dunn's, but maybe not. So it's not the majority opinion, but it is a respected opinion that he might have become man even if we had not fallen.
Thank you. So you did, David, get that question out quickly, and thank you very, very much. Appreciate it. We're coming up to the end of this hour. Jimmy Akin is our guest. Up next hour is Tim Staples. As we approach the halfway mark of our three-day chance to appeal to you for your financial support, we got a long way to go to be halfway funded. I feel cheerful about it. I feel very grateful. I mean, lots and lots of folks have called, but also I got to be honest with you, we've got a ways to go. And so if you can make that pledge, I will also ask you this. Maybe there are those who can make that large pledge. We did have a person call earlier in the hour with a $5,000 pledge. It's an extraordinary amount of money. I know that there are a limited number of people, but there are people who can make that call. If you could do a $5,000 pledge, a $2,000, a $1,000 pledge, maybe a $500 pledge, those kinds, size of pledges will really help us right now as we finish the halfway mark of our pledge drive. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And as we mentioned, we're going to be going into a break. And so this is the top of the hour hard break where we've got to step away in order to let stations do the things they need to do. So you're not going to be missing anything. Tim will be here in the next hour to answer questions, but there will be several minutes before then. So plenty of time for you to call in. You won't miss anything. The number to call, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. I can see we've got about 10 lines open right now. We have people, Catholic Answers employees, standing by, sitting at their desk, just waiting to hear from you. Won't you please call 888-291-8000? Now is the best time to call because you won't miss anything.
Won't miss a thing. We're about to head into a few minutes break. A perfect time to call. Joan of Arc's here in the studio with me and her icon. She's doing her part. You do your part. 888-291-8000. I really do want to continue to express our gratitude to everyone who has called and to those who are about to call, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. 888-291-8000.